بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The etiquette of reciting the Noble Quran. Sit facing the Qibla as it is mustahab. Sit facing the Qibla, meaning if possible a person should face the Qibla as it is mustahab. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, أفلا يتدبرون القرآن. Do they not ponder upon the Quran? ولو كان من عند غير الله, if it was from other than Allah تعالى, لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا, they would have found many dispute, in fact, many contradictions in it. This verse in the fifth juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prior to this verse, He mentions the people who don't believe in Allah ta'ala, who turn away from Allah ta'ala. And then by way of admonishment, He tells them that, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. He says that, don't they ponder upon the Qur'an? Meaning, if they had pondered upon the Qur'an, they wouldn't be doing what they are doing. They wouldn't be turning away from Allah ta'ala. They would be accepting Iman. They would be excelling in taqwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned one aspect, one benefit of pondering upon the Quran. He says that if they had pondered upon the Quran, they would find that there is nothing in the Quran that is contradictory. Contradictory means, nor is it the case that there is a contradiction between two verses of the Quran. That one verse is saying this and another verse is saying that. And nor is it the case that any verse of the Quran contradicts with reality. You will not find a single verse of the Quran that contradicts with reality. If it does seem to contradict with reality, then either one of two things are happening. Either you have misunderstood the verse, first possibility. Or second possibility is that you have misunderstood reality. And time, if you have misunderstood the verse and you go to someone with understanding, or you open up a book with the correct understanding, the misconception will be cleared up. And if you have misunderstood reality, maybe the prevalent thought, the prevalent science right now is that it is this. Then as time passes, then realization will come. And this has happened many places. That, oh, what the Quran said, it was exactly correct. So this is something that is encouraged, pondering upon the Quran. It's something that if a person doesn't have Iman, it will bring him closer to Iman. It will give him the tawfiq to accept Iman. If he has Iman, it will strengthen his Iman. It will give him more zeal to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to progress in deen. Achcha. Now finally, there are a few different ways of pondering upon the Quran. Some are good and some are bad. Now you might say, how can there be a bad way of pondering upon the Quran? Because when you ponder upon the Quran, you must make sure you don't end up with a misunderstanding regarding the verse. I don't have time to give examples, but there are so many verses that if you read the text of it and you ponder without knowing what it exactly means, you will end up taking a totally wrong meaning. So that will be incorrect pondering. That pondering won't bring you closer to deen, it will bring you further away from deen. So in light of that, there are a few correct ways to ponder upon the Quran and incorrect ways. What are the correct ways? Number one, the first way and the best way is that you go to someone who has made an effort to thoroughly understand the Quran and hear about the Quran from him. That is the best way. Because whoever does that, they will have opened multiple books. Any alim, when he is doing a dars of the Quran, a tafsir of the Quran, for that he will not pick up one book. He may pick up 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 books. In fact, if he comes to a verse where he thinks, I can't understand this verse, he may pick up another 5, 10 tafsirs. There is a famous alim of the past, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, sometimes for one verse I have picked up 100 books of tafsir. So when people make effort like that, in the effort is barakah. And you go, and in light of that you understand the verse, and then you ponder upon it. That is the best method. So those, you know, where does of Quran happens, tafsir happens, a person should take out. If you can't take out time to sit in the whole session, sometimes the session is 20 minutes, 30 minutes, sit for 5 minutes, you will hear the meaning of one verse. Number two, which if you can't do the first, or you can do this alongside the first, ask an alim about a reliable book of tafsir that you can pick up.
that is in your language, it's reliable, it's authentic, and it's on a level that you understand. That is the second method. But in that method, you will have to add another point, which is that if you reach anywhere where you don't understand or you have objection, then you will have to refer back to that alim or another alim. Those are the two best methods, top level. Now let's come down another level. If you can't do those two, a third level, which is that pick up a translation of the Quran. But in the translation of the Quran, keep two things in mind. Number one, again, you ask someone, you know, is this a translation I should pick up? There are translations out there that have errors. There are translations out there that have deliberate distortions. You will never know that. You will have to ask someone who is knowledgeable. Number one. And number two, ideally pick up a translation that has some footnote, some explanation. Because the Quran has been written very, very concise. Very, very, I wouldn't say shorthand, but it's the style of the Quran, that it's very concise. If something can be said in 5 words and 3 words, it will say it in 3 words. But that means it's not always straightforward to understand from the words. So if you do pick up a translation of the Quran, number one, make sure, nowadays you get apps, you don't even know who's put the translation on the app, find out first. The app will have taken translation from a Quran translation, find out where they have taken it from. And ideally, it has some explanatory notes. Those are the three correct methods. And whichever one you choose, and I encourage everyone to take out time according to your, if you don't have time every day, weekly, whenever you get the chance, on the weekend maybe, you know, for 5 minutes, open up one of these books, sit in the dars of an alim. Now let us go into the two incorrect methods. The first incorrect method is that you open up a translation and without any explanation, any reference to an alim, you try to understand. People who have done this have ended up with grave misconceptions. In fact, this verse is saying that if you ponder upon the Quran, you will find there are no contradictions. People who have done this have found contradictions in the Quran because of the lack of understanding. So the purpose of pondering, they have gone in the opposite direction, number one. And number two, the other method which I didn't used to mention but has to be mentioned now in our time, is that you find some random message on social media that has some verse and some explanation. And it sounds nice, so you think, mashallah, wow. You don't know who's written it. You don't know where they have sourced it from. And nor do you send it to someone to double check. You just think it is correct, so you take it on board and you spread it. This is also incorrect method. But the three correct methods are extremely beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the topic to bring them into our life. Ameen.